The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Today's episode is titled Through the Looking Glass, Mental Wellness and Micronutrients, and my guest is Anthony Steffen, the founder of True Hope Nutritional Support. His story and the development of the Empower Plus supplement is quite compelling. I interviewed Tony on September 12th on the Health and Wellness Channel, and that interview is still archived. I've heard from many of my listeners after last week's interview with Robert Whitaker, author of Mad in America, Bad Science, Bad Medicine, and the Enduring Mistreatment of the Mentally Ill, and also of his recent book, Anatomy of an Epidemic, Magic Bullets, Psychiatric Drugs, and the Astonishing Rise of Mental Illness in America. Many were shocked at the information Whitaker shared from his historical perspective on the rise of mental illness. I am still personally engrossed in his book, Anatomy of an Epidemic. As I've mentioned before, in order to understand the problem, which is the rise of mental illness, not only in America but globally, it is imperative to understand the historical events that have led us to this place. Whitaker poses the question, and I heartily concur, when he writes, are the very psychotropic drugs that were supposed to cure mental illness actually fueling this epidemic of madness in America and Canada, I might add, and the rest of the world? Before we move on, let me state that none of us, myself, nor my sponsor, nor any of my guests are anti-medications, or are we taking a stand against the pharmaceutical companies. Medications have their place. But when one in four Americans have been labeled with a diagnosable mental disorder, one must start questioning the history and the rise of the drug companies, the old science that backs up their claims, and the emerging science that is changing our models of healthcare treatment. Indeed, as Whitaker states in Anatomy of an Epidemic, the pharmaceutical pioneers believed that they were developing magic pills to save people's lives, help them become more productive. They believed they would be remembered for restoring human dignity for those who were suffering. And perhaps they did. However, what was seen as a psychiatric breakthrough back then has now become a profitable runaway train. And now we know with the recent advancements in neuroscience and the brain that this whole platform is changing. New perspectives are on the horizon. New ways of treating the brain. Not necessarily with psychotropic drugs, which further cause disruption in the neural pathways, but now with nutrition. Nutrition. In fact, if I switch over to Hormone News, I just put up a feature blog on my post that came out of Science Daily. A new study is out that says that multivitamins with minerals may protect older women with invasive breast cancer. This is exciting news, especially since this October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so many women are so fearful of breast cancer. But when you think about it, and we will get back to talking about mental illness with my guest, but when you think about it, this study was done on perimenopause, postmenopausal women, breast cancer rates are the highest here. What has happened in 50 years of our lives? We've had multiple pregnancies. We've been on medications. We've had so much stress in our lives. We've lived against our endocrine system. In other words, we've depleted our nutritional reserve. Wouldn't it make sense then that there would be a rise in breast cancer in this age of our lives? Wouldn't it make sense then that the use of a micronutrient supplement, vitamin, minerals, might prevent invasive breast cancer and save women's lives? My guest today again is Anthony Steffen, the founder of True Hope Nutritional Support. Anthony, you developed a wonderful product for mood disorders, but now to have this new study coming out talking about micronutrients, vitamin, minerals, supplements to prevent dying from invasive breast cancer, that's pretty major, don't you think?
Absolutely. This morning when you and I woke up to have our breakfast, 6.4 million American children woke up to take methylphenidate, whether it's Ritalin, Concerta, Strattera, whatever. These medications that are mood and mind-altering, there's something wrong out there. There's an absolute epidemic, Leslie, and we need to look at this very, very carefully as a society in which direction we're going to travel. Suicide is at an all-time high. Recently, I did presentations in the state of Utah. Every year, over 450 people disappear off of the map of the state of Utah. And in doing so, almost half of those people that disappear through suicide are children between the ages of 10 and 18. It's absolutely shocking. When we look at the 2001 World Health Report, now we're talking World Health Report from the WHO, the World Health Organization, a section of the United Nations. And this is back in 2001. What did they see? Over a million people globally line up to suicide on an annual basis. Over 95% of those people are medicated at the time of their death, according to major research. And if you were to put those people shoulder to shoulder, you would have a line over 560 miles long. Now think about that just for a second, your listening audience. Where would you drive from where you're located right here and now to go 560 miles? That's an 8-hour drive. Can you imagine driving for 8 hours straight and you see a line of people that fall over dead every year because of suicide? There isn't a war upon the face of the earth that's having that negative effect right now. And it's absolutely shocking when you really look at the numbers. These are huge, huge epidemics that we're dealing with on a daily basis here in the world.
Wow, you came out roaring. Nice job, Anthony.
Well, it's real.
This is real. Yes, it is real, and that is why we're here, and that is why we're talking about it. I thought, and I know that you will be reading Robert Whitaker's book, about Anatomy of an Epidemic, that it was a compelling interview that people need to know what these drugs are doing to our neural pathways. You started out on this journey, and I just read an article about you in Meridian Magazine, and it was a fabulous article that I read this morning, but you started out on this journey as a lost widower with
Absolutely.
Two children suffering. Losing a wife to suicide, just as you were speaking about. Who ever would have thought that you, as a widower, a father, would come up with a supplement to change the world? And
well,
that's what you were doing.
It's interesting how you're driven by necessity, because sadly, at the time of my wife's death, and I had already buried her father, who took his life 16 years before she did, and she took her life within a week and a half to 2 weeks of starting on a prescription of Prozac. And she lost it on the med. I'll tell you absolutely, there's no question in my mind. The effect that the medication had on her, yet she wasn't doing well, suffering with bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling. But when she started taking Prozac, she within days, she absolutely lost it. And that's not a criticism towards her or any of these poor people that struggle on a daily basis with these terrible, terrible mood disorders. But it's tragic. It really is. You made reference this morning when you started off talking about breast cancer in women. Let me give you a little quote here. The American Journal of Epidemiology published two studies in 2000 by Cotichero and his colleagues, which demonstrated that Paxil, one of the most commonly sold antidepressants in your country, the United States, and in Canada, presented a 720% increase in the risk rate of breast cancer in females. Incredible. I went on the Canadian Cancer Society website, and I studied what they presented in the Canadian Cancer Society website. They talk about heavy smokers smoking a pack of cigarettes a day or more. There was a 400% increase in risk rate for cancer. What? You mean to tell me that we sell medications, antidepressants, which raise a woman's risk of breast cancer by almost double that of smoking a pack of cigarettes per day? Something wrong out there. We're not looking closely at the evidence. We're just taking at value what we're being told. Well, you need this. You're suffering with depression. You need to take Paxil. But did anybody tell these women, I'm going to give you a prescription of Paxil, but you need to understand that there's a significant increase in your risk for breast cancer. You see, there's something wrong. There's a disconnect in that sense. And it's really, really tragic. And we're paying, as a people, we're paying a terrible, terrible price. And I, like you, are not anti-medication. That's not what it's about here. It's about finding better answers. Absolutely.
Well, I am shocked with what you found about Paxil. I am shocked. And if I'm shocked, I can only imagine how the women who are listening to this show are feeling. I mean, you're right. Those are side effects that we are not told about, just like women who go on the birth control pill are not told that it could increase their risk of cervical cancer. But we all so know that the birth control pill synthetic hormones deplete nutrients from the body. So we can explore. It would be really nice to have Robert Whitaker on with you, Anthony, and maybe we'll have to do that in the future. But let's explore what these neural pathways are doing, what these medications are doing to the neural pathways in our brain. And that's the brilliance of science now, that we can understand this. And that medications really suppress and they change and they distort what is going on naturally in the brain. And if the brain is not functioning, and I've said before, if the motherboard is not functioning, nothing else in the body is going to be wired correctly. You want to answer to that?
You're absolutely right. You're dealing in hormonal problems in both men and women. And what are the precursors to the production of hormones, the sex hormones within men and women, whether it's testosterone, progesterone, estrogen? It's nutrition. We're a factory. We're a walking factory. Every day we produce hundreds of thousands of enzyme systems, whether it's to digest our food or to produce serotonin. In particular, let me give you an idea. If we look at the University of Tokyo and the genome research and what they did with the tryptophan pathway. Now, tryptophan is an amino acid. It's an essential amino acid. We all have it every day. We don't make it, but we eat it. If you're into fish and turkey and chicken and yogurts and a number of plants have tryptophan levels, when we consume that, we break down the proteins into the essential amino acids. And one of them is, of course, tryptophan. In order to make serotonin, according to the University of Tokyo, We have to have two precursor enzymes. And the substrate or the base of those two precursor enzymes are vitamin B6, pyridoxal phosphate, vitamin B6, and iron. That's how we produce serotonin. Downstream, according to the University of Tokyo, from the production of serotonin is the production of melatonin, the hormone of darkness that puts us to sleep at night. And that's a wonderful journey. If we don't have and we don't produce sufficient levels of melatonin, then we've got what's commonly coined as a sleep disorder. And we also have depression because it's a downstream production from serotonin. Now, I don't want to be too complex here, but it's interesting that simply iron in a bioavailable form and vitamin B6 are essential to those pathways working and producing those two products. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated here at all. If you were to look at a brain map and study all the neurologics, the CNS, the central nervous system pathways, you're going to find every vitamin, mineral, and amino acid and the essential fatty acids there as well. Isn't that interesting? So simple.
And it is so very simple. You know, my mother told me that a long time ago, Anthony. She said, life is simple. Anthony Stefan is my guest. The title of this episode is Through the Looking Glass, Mental Wellness and Micronutrients. I love this title, and it just came in a moment when I was meditating on what we were going to be talking about. And this is like walking through the looking glass. And if you read about Alice in Wonderland and Alice walking through the looking glass, she holds up a book called The Jabberwocky in the Mirror and realizes the book is written backwards and she can only read it through the looking glass. And what if the script that we have memorized is actually backwards?
Wow, that's profound.
And we're going to talk more when we come back, Tony. Thank you so very much. This is Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha.
To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. The title of this episode, again, is Through the Looking Glass, Mental Wellness and Micronutrients. My guest is Anthony Stephan. We have, Anthony, it's the full moon. What can we say? I mean, we are just both filled with energy, joy and information in being able to share this good news with people to help them thrive. And I want to go back into how I titled the show again. Lewis Carroll, of course, wrote Through the Looking Glass, his famous fable. He wrote it in 1871. And it was a sequel to Alice in Wonderland. But the heroine, Alice, ponders what the world is like on the other side of a mirror's reflection. She climbs up on the fireplace mantel. She pokes at the wall-hung mirror behind the fireplace and discovers, to her surprise, that she's able to step right through it into an alternative world. And in this reflected version of her own house, Alice finds a book with looking glass poetry, Jabberwocky, and realizing that she is traveling through an inverted world, she recognizes that the verse on the pages are written in mirror writing. So my question to you, again, is what if we have been living in an inverted world? For those of us with mood disorders or addictive compulsive behaviors, it does feel that way. Inverted, disconnected, alone and afraid, caught in the rabbit hole of your mind. Anthony Stephan, the founder of True Hope, is inviting you to walk out of the dark throes of the inverted world of your mind and into an alternative world filled with light and love. Stephan is holding the Jabberwocky so we can all understand that we have been reading the script backwards. And instead of drugging our minds, we need to be giving our brains the nutrients we need to optimize our mental and physical health. And Anthony, let's go at it again. You're on.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I'll never forget reading the New Zealand study on breast milk, where they took a group of youth and they followed them right from 0 to 18. So this is a long-term multi-cohort study. And it was really, really interesting what came out of it. So at the age of 18, they finished off the research with all of these youth. There was about 200 and some in the study. And about half of them, not exactly, but half were breastfed long-term, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, whereas the others were barely associated with the breast and were using formula and other food agents to support the child. They found that the level of mood disorders was significantly less with the children that were breastfed that time period through, and that their IQ scoring was significantly higher. And why is that? Essential fatty acids that are found in breast milk, plus all of the mineral, vitamin, nutrients that come through that system of nursing. And it just bears witness to us as a people that if we start off this earth life properly, if we nutrate the mother throughout conception, throughout the pregnancy, and nutrate the mother throughout the lactating process or the nursing process, and nutrate the child through, that we don't have these kinds of problems. The association with mood disorders is extremely rare. There's lots of evidence out there. It's that simple. It's like nursing your garden. This body is an organism, and it needs to be fed nutrition. We don't have depression because we have a blood shortage or a low level of Prozac in our blood. It's because we have specific nutrients. In fact, there's some major research out there. One of the most famous studies was called hypozincemia in depression. And what they did is they took a couple of hundred people. They had about 50-50 controls, people who did not suffer with any depression, and they compared them to people with serious depression in doing serum or blood analysis. What did they find? The people with depression had significantly lower levels of zinc in the blood or serum analysis. And that there was a negative correlation. The more significant the depression, the greater the reduction in zinc within the blood. And I'm not going to tell you that zinc is the complete answer. It's a marker. It really is. But it's all about nutrition, and it's about nutrating the body and finding that it functions so much better because we are an organism.
And we are an organism. The brain is the largest endocrine gland in the body. Everything is connected. And this is a beautiful organism that has been created. But we need to nutrate it. And I stress that with you, Anthony, that we need to look at ourselves differently. I've been saying if you're feeling depressed, it's not you, it's your brain. It's your brain not getting the nutrients that it needs. Anxiety, fatigue. What's wrong with me? You're not getting enough nutrients. Let's start there and continue on. I do want to add to what you were saying about breast milk versus infant formula, which also contains mercury, which is a deadly toxin, as well as other chemicals, of course. Of course it's going to affect the baby. Women who are suffering from postpartum depression, now called postpartum psychosis, you just had all the nutrients taken out of your body with that pregnancy. And if you're suffering from that and you're breastfeeding, your baby's not getting those nutrients. You know, what I so admire about your work, Tony, is that it opens the door to bring women's wisdom back into healing.
Well, it does. It truly does. And once again, it's so simple. If you can get these nutrients on the other side of the gut wall where they can actually do what they need to do, that's the whole key. And I think that's where we've had the greater measure of success is the fact that we've learned how to make the supplement extremely bioavailable so that people can readily uptake it. And within days, they're already starting to feel a significant difference in the way that they feel. We have lots of women that come to us. You know, our database has well over 100,000 people in it. And anything from children suffering with autism and ADHD, a lot of moms, that's an interesting thing. There's a great correlation between, just like you say, postpartum depression and nutrition, because we find that these women sometimes may be depressed for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 months following the baby's birth, and they don't recover. And once you put them on the nutrient supplement protocol, within a week to a week and a half, they're phoning you and they're saying, wow, I'm seeing major change in the way that I feel, in the way that I'm able to function on a daily basis. So it's just about feeding the garden, you know, feeding the plant. And Dr. Kaplan, you recently had on, I was talking to her recently, and she told me that there was some research out there that identified that our brain is about 2% of our body mass. That's kind of interesting. It's kind of a light, fatty little guy up there, you know, main control center. But it consumes somewhere between 40 to 50% of the total intake of nutrition that we put into this body. That's very, very interesting.
That's very interesting.
So do we have it backwards? Are we reading it backwards? Like you talk about the looking glass. We're not seeing it for what it is, that we absolutely need to feed this brain to make it work properly. Recently, I had two children that I worked with personally with the parents. One is in the state of Montana. Here's a young 8-year-old boy, Leslie, suffering with violent behavior, out of control, ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The mom is having a fit. The grandma's involved. They can't fix it. They've done everything. The young boy ended up in the psychiatric system in the psych ward from November of last year until March of this year. Think about that. An 8-year-old boy. November, December, January, February, March. 5 months in lockdown. Absolutely wow. Struggling. They're saying he's one of the worst cases in that area. They don't know what to do with him. He's going to become institutionalized. There's no question. He's setting that route. And he'll probably be institutionalized by the time he's 12 to 14, the way that he's going. He got onto the nutrient protocol that we offer, and we've been working with practitioners. The medicines are all but gone now. He's way below therapeutic dose. The one medication that he was on is extremely addictive, and so he's had to come off of it slowly. But it's incredible the result that this boy is having. The mother is in tears. She can't believe it. Another case out of Utah. 11-year-old boy ended up in the University of Utah psychiatric ward at the U of U. Within a day and a half of his arrival, they phoned the parents and said, come and get him. We can't handle him. The parents were advised that he's a danger to the family members and to themselves. He's in an emotionally disturbed unit at school, struggling every day, has textile issues in the sense that he's been wearing the same pants and the same shirt for 3 years. Pants are getting a little short, though, but he won't change the clothing. Mother's having to keep engineering the clothing by sewing patches and doing whatever she has to do to keep him going because he refuses to wear anything else. His bedroom looks like World War Tim. There's holes in the walls. It's incredible. Gets onto the supplement, gets off of his medication safely, under advisement. And what happens? He's normal. He's normal within 36 days. He's calm. He's peaceful. He's out. I met the little guy. What a great little guy. He's out mowing the lawn, helping his mom and dad. And they say, we've never seen this boy so happy in his life, and he's accomplishing stuff. He's out of the emotionally disturbed unit, and now he's taking some extra courses and classes to catch up because he's 2 years behind in the schooling. That's what we can expect when you nutrate the brain. It's incredible.
These are fabulous stories. Fabulous stories. So let's take this right from the beginning, which is conception. As you said, you nutrate the mother. You nutrate the mother through the pregnancy. You nutrate the mother after the pregnancy. She breastfeeds. This is all natural. This is all natural. Then the child becomes nutrated instead of becoming brain disabled, if you will, by coming into an environment. And remember, folks, this is another important piece for all you mothers expecting children. 286 chemicals and toxins have been found in the umbilical cord. We are all toxic. Never before has nutrition and the need to be nutrated greater than it is now. Why? Because we are not getting the nutrients, the minerals that we need out of the foods, the processed foods, the microwave foods, the plastic foods that we're eating. Tony, I have to tell you this. This just blew me away yesterday. I was watching the Weather Channel because I'm always interested in the weather. However, sure, they had a segment on a new form of plastic. A new form of plastic that has been taken out of the air, and they put the particles together that have fallen on the rooftops of buildings and cities and made a plastic out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds a little scary, doesn't it?
Our environment is that these carbon particles are falling, depositing on rooftops, and now are being collected to make plastic.
We definitely want to make children's toys out of that, the ones that they chew
on. And baby bottles and any type of, you know, plastic that we would use. How very frightening is that? But it would cut down costs. All right, so I digress. But the point is, our environment is toxic. We're not getting the nutrients that we need in our foods. It's impossible, even for those people who are eating organically. Thank goodness that science has evolved to such a point that we can understand the mechanisms of the brain, and we can understand and bring back to reality the essential role of micronutrients to heal the brain, which will then help the brain heal the body. Go ahead, Tony.
Exactly. I think you're absolutely bang on there. And you know, it's not a mystery anymore. I mean, it might have been a mystery 20 years. There might be some suspicion that nutrition may help. But with all of the technological advances in producing nutrients now, and that we've been able to pull together into this supplement, there's no mystery anymore. It's absolutely evident. The fact that there's 22 medical journal publishings on this micronutrient protocol, and there isn't another product out there that has that kind of research. We've been so blessed that Dr. Bonnie Kaplan and Dr. Julia Ruckledge and many of the other researchers, in fact, there's 41 listed from 15 different universities in 4 different countries, that these good people have been courageous enough to test this. It's very difficult to get funding for this kind of research because it's non-pharmaceutical. But the results are outstanding. And we're talking about peer-reviewed journal publishings in major journals like the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology. You know, these are well-renowned journals, so we're talking credibility here, that are absolutely evidencing the fact that when people take these nutrients, that there is an ameliorating effect against the disorders. So that's the exciting news today. We don't have to live in a drugged out state. I'm not being anti-medicine or medical at all. We work with thousands of good medical practitioners. These good men and women get into the service of medical practice because they believe that they can make an offering to humanity. And now with this, they're able to do that. They're able to make massive changes. I've talked to so many doctors, medical practitioners, psychiatrists that say they're tired of the revolving door. They come in the door of the hospital, they pump them up with medications, and they send them out a week and a half later, and they're back a month and a half later, crashed again. And we've had people who are long-term, well, I'll tell you about my children. After my wife
and we'll have to do that when we come back from a break. But I want to piggyback on that thought because I was speaking at a workshop the other night and I was mentioning the True Hope and Power Plus product, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. But what I did say, Anthony, is that the women I consult with, what makes me so happy now is that I have my book. I have the Empower Plus supplement. I consult with women. I send them off. And I never hear from them again.
Wow.
Because they are so happy.
I
might hear from them when they're premenstrual, and then I remind them where they are in their menstrual cycle. And but that's about it. And they order the product, and their anxiety, their depression, their hormone imbalance, their adrenal fatigue slowly but surely goes away, and they become stronger and stronger each month. We're going to be back with Anthony Steffen, the title of the show, Through the Looking Glass into a New Reality, Micronutrients and Mental Wellness. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier-Batik, is the product of a 9-year project, which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. And this is one of those stories. Anthony Steffen is my guest. He is the founder of True Hope Nutritional Support. And the title of this episode, I cannot stress enough, Through the Looking Glass, Mental Wellness and Micronutrients. We're going to change the language, aren't we, Anthony, from being mentally ill to mentally well. And in doing so, we're going to change the fabric of America. And in doing so, our government's going to get out of debt and it's going to stay open. That's my long-term goal.
There you go.
But serious, I want to add something else from Robert Whitaker's book, Anatomy of an Epidemic. He cites that British historian Mary Boyle wrote in a 1990 article, it might have been a 1999, I think I typed that in wrong, 1999 article entitled, Is Schizophrenia What It Was? And she says, through her research, that many of the initially diagnosed schizophrenics were undoubtedly suffering from a viral disease. Encephalitis lethargic, which in the late 1800s had yet to be identified. This disease caused people to turn delirious or to drop into a stupor or to start walking in a jerky manner. When this viral disease was treated in the 1920s and 30s, many of the symptoms disappeared and the schizophrenic pool was greatly diminished. So what that meant was is that a lot of the people who were initially looked at as being schizophrenic because of such and such were actually then treated for a viral infestation. Now, how does a virus take hold? When the immune system is weakened and compromised. Correct, Anthony?
I absolutely believe that. No question.
Dr. Bonnie Kaplan made another remark on the show, and I'm struggling with the recall, but I believe what she said is that we are 10% human cells, and the rest, the 90%, is composed of, and I can't remember the term that she used, but it was really virus and bacteria and enzymes and microbes.
Yeah, there we go.
And so if that balance is off in the body, then we would certainly be more susceptible to a viral infection, whether it's a runny nose, an earache, a sinus infection, whatever. Dr. Hannon Polansky with the Center for the Biology of Chronic Disease also made a brilliant comment on a radio show I did with him many years ago now, is that it's not an active virus that is dangerous. He says the dormant viruses are much more dangerous because they are parasitic and they are leaching nutrients out of our cells.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, Leslie, in geriatric care, it's well understood that with the aged, in many cases, having a major bladder or kidney infection leads to psychosis, a temporary state. In fact, my second wife's mother recently went through a bout where she had a major bladder infection and she lost the ability to put words together. We actually thought that she had a stroke. It was so severe and she was so confused and had to be cared for. And they put her on an antibiotic and cleaned up the bladder infection, and all of a sudden her brain is functioning again because it affects the sugar metabolism, and that's well understood, you see. So you're absolutely right. It can be viral, bacterial infections. It can be nutrient deficiencies. Anything that disturbs the neurochemistry or the production of these various neuropeptides and neurotransmitters will create havoc in the central nervous system. Absolutely.
So, and Ethan, let me back up on that one too, because another study just came out in Science Daily, I believe it was, yelling doesn't help, may harm adolescents. And this came out of the University of Pittsburgh. And what this study is showing is that if we discipline our children harshly, but we don't hit them, but man, do we yell at them, it's just as disruptive and destructive as if we hit them. Because again, it disrupts their neural pathways, and it also causes post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think you wanted to talk about that, Tony.
Yeah, in fact, the University of Canterbury did major research on the 7.2, I got to get my brain working here, earthquake back a number of years ago in Christchurch, and it leveled the city. And there was a major amount of stress, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. And Dr. Rutledge and her team put together research where they had people that were taking our nutritional protocol and Power Plus and put them on it, and other people who weren't taking it. And they were all measured with psychiatric instruments for stress and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. At the onset, 60% across all of the groups, control and active groups, were suffering with PTSD. 4 weeks later, 19% of them are suffering with a lesser level of PTSD. In other words, over 41% lost their symptoms in that sense. And that's a substantive change. There's no question about that. Dr. Kaplan is doing research right now in the flood victims in the Calgary High River area. There's 22,000 people that are displaced where they lost their homes because of the flooding. Major, major issues with PTSD. I'm sure she'll find the same results. When we're taking nutrition and it's having the effect of helping us and assisting us in producing the right levels of these different neurotransmitters, we do better. And your yelling study, absolutely. When you put a child under stress, you create stress and anxiety, you know, when they feel threatened. And we all feel threatened at times. Look at our economy. Look what it's done to people. Look at the suicide rate. Look at the amount of people with depression and stress and anxiety that have been diagnosed. It's horrendous, and we need nutrition on a daily basis. We don't have to have a full-blown mental disorder. In fact, we don't call them mental disorders anymore. We call them mood disorders because we've discovered through these 22 publishings that there's no question, after putting over 100,000 people through this protocol, that these are nutrient deficiency issues, and that they're not the incurable mental disorders that we were told that they were in the past. You see?
That's just brilliant. You know, and I'm thinking of all of our veterans in this country. We have a huge homeless population, a huge population of men and women who are suffering from PTSD, from the wars, the numerous wars that we have been in to save the world, which we haven't done yet anyway. But yeah, I'm thinking about how this product, this supplement, could certainly help them, because we know that the government is falling short. They are unable, financially unable, to do justice to the needs of the men and women who have sacrificed their lives to protect democracy. But let's switch from that, and I'll get off my platform, Tony, and let's talk about the True Hope Empower Plus product and what sets this product aside from anything else on the market, other than the obvious, the 22 published studies, and I know you have many more coming, or that are being done on the product independently from True Hope, and that's important to stress. But what makes this product so unique?
Well, it's amazing how we've been able to come up with it. It was following my wife's death and having buried my father-in-law as well that I came to the stark realization that I wasn't going to be able to save my two children that were diagnosed with bipolar disorder with the drugs that they were on. They were both suicidal. My daughter Autumn was on 5 different medications: Haldol, Rivotril, Epival, Ativan, and Gilgentin. Was absolutely out of control and losing it. My son was on high doses of lithium. And in the same state as his sister, she was in and out of the psych ward like her second home. And I started looking and praying and searching for an answer, realizing that I was going to lose them because my family was literally coming unglued before my eyes. And I believe through Providence, absolutely, that we are able to put this supplement together. And we've never looked back, and we've been so blessed to have the researchers with their courage and in doing this work. They've never received 5 cents. I once made the mistake of offering to buy lunch for Dr. Kaplan. It's interesting. These researchers are committed to making sure that this research is clean, and it's wonderful. And we've developed, and we're through our 11th generation on this protocol. The key to it is the fact that we've got an absolutely wonderful balance. But above that, that's important, but above that is the fact that it's the way that we treat the minerals to make them so bioavailable. Leslie, when you go into your backyard and you pick off a peach from the tree or a tomato off the plant and you ingest that, you eat that, you're going to get almost 100% of the nutrition out of those fruits or vegetables mm-hmm. from your garden. Because of the way that nature treats the minerals. And what we've done is we've done the same thing with the capsules that are in the bottle. We've treated them the same way. It's like a digestive process. It goes through 96 hours. Recently, we've licensed to a company the use of the product as well to a group called Q Sciences. And they're doing a lot of work in the direct sales area. They're getting out and touching a lot of people's lives. And they've coined the name of the product, of course, is Empower Plus. That's the trade name, but they've given a descriptor calling it Q96. And the reason why they do that is because it's a 96-hour process to make these nutrients bioavailable. Most of the nutrients on the shelves, the vitamin mineral protocols that you see out there, interestingly enough, are in the bottle with the label and the cap on within 3 hours. This is 96 hours to do this. So there's a lot of care and there's a lot of expense that goes into making this, but it works and it has profound effect. And there isn't, according to the researchers, another supplement, micronutrient supplement out there that has, one, the same effect, and two, has the amount of research that's been put into this.
And that's going to do our show here, Tony. Thank you so much for that. True Hope is offering 25% off on the Empower Plus product for your first offer. Tony, what is the phone number? What is the website? And we will have a wrap.
Sure thing. Go. You can call us at 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, or you can contact Q Sciences. You can look them up on the web, or go to truehope.com. truehope.com, truehope.com. Really easy to find, and we'll help you out. Thanks very much.
And thank you so much, Tony, and that's a wrap. If anything, folks, let's walk through the looking glass together. There is a wonderful world of life, living, and vitality on the other side. I'll be back next week with another show. In the meantime, take care, everyone, and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.